Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now, a €3.6 million write-down on a partly-failed IT system is one of the issues that was addressed at the meeting of the Oireachtas Media Committee today, and the filming of a promotional campaign dominated questions from TDs and senators as a chair of the RTE and the organisation's leadership team appeared before the Oireachtas Media Committee this afternoon. The broadcaster was the first organisation to be invited to appear before its since its formation, with the DG Kevin Backers confirming that there were significant impairments regarding the IT system, including €750,000 in staff costs. For more on this, I'm joined by Alan Kelly, Labour Party TD for Tipperary North and chair of the committee, and Malcolm Byrne, who's Fianna Fáil TD for Wicklow Wexford and member of the committee as well. You're both very welcome indeed to the programme. I might turn to you, Alan Kelly, as chair, first of all, and about this IT issue, and RTE saying that the there was a write-down figure of €3.6 million on the partly failed IT system. Are you happy that you've got to the bottom as a committee, got to the bottom of when it was disclosed and the transparency around it?
Well, it was like a scene from Fawlty Towers, Cormac Manuel. I know nothing because every single person there from RTE basically found out around the same time as a management team when the DG, Kevin Backhurst, found out, it seems. And,
well, is that fair? Because they did say it was noted in the annual accounts between 2020 and 2023.
Well, yeah, it is fair because that's what they told us. That's the evidence. We were told basically that he found out and then the whole management team were found out the same day. So it was in the accounts. But like, I challenge anyone, and I've said this about 10 times, I challenge anyone to look at those accounts. Even RT themselves and the department said that it wasn't transparent and it wouldn't happen today if there was a write-off like that. So that shows that you wouldn't even see it. So it was hidden. And furthermore, I thought from an IT point of view, as regards the department, I thought it was very concerning that the department really were saying that they hadn't a clue about this. The people who had institutional knowledge, who were there for a number of years, didn't know anything about this and weren't aware of it at all. Mm-hmm. My real concern here was we had the Ryan Tuberty issue, we had the issue in relation to Ty Story. I nearly lost the will to live 2 years ago. We're spending so much time in relation to this. And yet nobody from RTE at the time, and I accept there's a lot of changes there, nobody from RTE at the time and no one from the department there with institutional knowledge actually told us that there was a bigger issue, which was writing off way more money than those two issues combined.
And you see that IT write-down as a bigger issue, do you? But in fairness,
it's not a case of being a bigger issue. You can judge that depending on where you're coming from, your perspective. But it's a larger amount of money. That's just a fact.
But to be fair, you did as a committee 2 years ago or so, over a huge number of months, ask for vast amounts of documents and data from RTE. And is it not the case that it was noted in the accounts and there were other issues that had to be dealt with in terms of priority?
Cormac, I challenge anyone to look at the accounts. It was admitted by the organisation itself that you work for, and it was admitted by the department.
Okay.
That shouldn't have been demonstrated in that way.
Okay.
And somebody at that time should have told us that there was an impairment of this amount of money. In fact, today we were told there was also an impairment in relation to a CMS, a channel management system, of 900,000. But yes, there was an overrun of 900,000, but there was a 390,000 impairment for this channel management system, otherwise known as a CMS, in 2019 as well.
So what does that mean, do you know?
We only found this out towards the end of the committee, so I have instructed the clerk who works in the committee to write to RTE and find out more information in relation to this, because essentially this is an IT project and the minister asked for 2020 forward. So previously, a year before that, it seems there was an overrun of 900,000 and 390 of it, I think, was the figure she said, in relation to an impairment. So we need to find out the details in relation to that as well.
Okay. Now, I do know that the chief financial officer at the committee today said that a junior team member had informed the executive about this overspend and that they were praised for their their how upfront they were.
Yeah,
and
I
so
have
on.
To acknowledge that. In fairness, that is somebody who should be praised within an organisation to come forward and to tell the chief financial officer and to tell everybody else. I mean, maybe we need more people like that promoted in the organisation. I don't know who the person is, but in fairness, they came forward and proffered this, and that's when the management team said that they found out about, and the whole management team. I accept there was a lot of changes there. The whole management team now were not aware of it. The department were not aware of it. So that when I said that joke at the beginning, it was to reflect the fact that literally inside in the committee today, nobody was aware of anything to do with this amount of an impairment for an IT project.
Stay with me, Alan Kelly. Sorry for cutting across you there. I also have Malcolm Byrne, who's a member of the Editors Media Committee as well from Fianna Fáil. And you were among a number of the committee, Malcolm Byrne, I think, asking the RTE executives about this TV advert or promotional video that was that is being recorded at the moment and that made headlines over the weekend. What did you ask for? And isn't it fair to say that the RTE executives defended the TV advert?
Good evening, Cormac, and good evening to your listeners. Well, I sat along with Micheál Cargi on the last Oireachtas Media Committee. And I think, you know, we wanted to, in many ways, talk about the positive contribution of public service broadcasting to Irish society. Mm-hmm. And we did acknowledge at the meeting a lot of very good work that's been done by RTÉ in the independent production sector, sports coverage, news coverage, you know, last year, the Olympics and the general election coverage. But unfortunately, there are, you know, these incidents that keep coming up that don't reflect well on RTE. Certainly, there was the issue with the this new ad, which has clearly caused a bit of controversy in RTE among some of the staff. But I'd agree with Alan Kelly around the scale of the money in terms of the write down, the 3.6 million write down on the failed IT system. And I guess the concern I had was last year when Kevin Backhurst was before our committee. As Director General, I put the question to him, you know, is there anything else? And he honestly answered, you know, not that he was aware of. Mm-hmm. And he came before the committee today to say that he only found out in February of this year, following the request by the minister, around this 3.6 million write-off. Now, we did establish that in April 2023, that there was a report on this that had come before the Audit and Risk Committee, of RTE, and then a week later it went before the board. Kevin Backhurst was only appointed as Director General soon after that, and I found it, you know, just very surprising that in all that period of time, given everything else that was going on in RTE, that nobody kind of stepped up and said, actually, we need to let you know, DG, there is another
business. But can I put this to you? Can I put this to you both? Because I've moved on to another topic, but you've come back to let's call it the transparency around this IT write-down. The crux of the matter here in terms of the RTÉ executives before you today is you accept their bona fides in this or you don't.
Absolutely. And I've got to say, I mean, I have confidence in Kevin Backhurst, and I think anyone who's been following this over the last 2 years, Kevin Backhurst inherited a lot of these problems, and he has been turning the organisation around. I mean, he's made, you know, very clear moves around greater transparency in the organisation now. I mean, he made clear no one in RTE going into the future will be paid more than the Director General, and he said that there's still only two individuals who are paid more, and that's because of legacy contract issues. So I believe that Kevin Backhurst has certainly been very honest, but I think there continues to be a problem, you know, with the culture in the organization. And as Alan said, you know, there was some very brave junior member of staff who finally, you know, came forward and said, we think that there is a problem here. The 3.6 million write-off, that IT system, and it needed to be reformed. That was funded through the sale of RTE land in 2017, when RTE got over 100 million for the sale of the land. And part of that at the time, as people will recall, the sale of that land was to modernise and to reform, the proceeds were to modernise and reform RTE. We know that 3.6 million had to be written off. And this is part of the problem. And then obviously RTE are coming to the state looking for further support. It doesn't fill us with confidence.
Is there a problem with the culture within RTE? And I can put this to both of you. Or is there a problem with the culture of how RTE is treated as a national institution. For example, when questions were asked regarding the TV advert today, Deirdre McCarthy, who's head of news and current affairs, was at pains to point out that there was a huge amount of factual inaccuracies, misinformation and a lack of context relating to this.
Cormac, it's a fair point that you say. Maybe RTE is held to a different standard, but RTE is the public service broadcaster. So I suppose, like politicians, you're held to a different standard. I think that's a very valid point that you've made there. Having said that, as a public representative, like the amount of people in RTE who have contacted me in the last few days in relation to this, who are genuinely upset and annoyed. Mm-hmm. It has been astounding. I mean, for me, as just representing the public view and not my view, the public view of why RTE would need to go outside to produce something like this, seeing as they have so many production teams and people are well qualified to be able to do this and to be able to produce fantastic produce down through the years. Why you would need to go outside to do this is beyond their comprehension. And that's just the public. That's just people stopping me on the street.
You called, as chair of the Editors Media Committee, you called this TV ad for News and Current Affairs bananas. Now, yeah. I wonder, is that really fair comment, Alan? RTE is operating in a highly competitive media marketing space, and they have to put their best foot forward, surely.
Putting your best foot forward, absolutely. However, having said that, I was reflecting, and I said this today, to quote it correctly, I said today, this is what the public felt. And we have to represent the public. That's what we're there to do. They would not comprehend. And we are trying to get back to the license fee. We are trying to get back to confidence. We are trying to do all of that, and I'm hugely into that. But they wouldn't, and they don't understand how you would have to go outside in order to do all of this, to produce an ad, to promote what is very good. Current affairs, sport in RTE is quite good. There's lots of things could improve, of course. But the idea that you're going to spend taxpayers' money going out doing this when you have people inside who've done it for years, people whose jobs it has been to do this. And there was also a lot of people who worked at the same level as you, Cormac, were actually quite taken aback that this was happening. And these are people who work side by side with yourself and everybody else there and everyone else inside there. So we have to reflect what the public are saying and also what people, members of staff are saying in RTE, that they were taken aback that this was happening and the manner in which it was happening and the manner in which it was communicated. It wouldn't have been appropriate if we didn't reflect.
And in fairness, to reflect what happened at the committee today, the RTE executives were at pains to defend, and they say the recording is ongoing for this TV ad. Can I ask you finally then, in relation to, and there's a whole host of issues, but in terms of the bogus employment or the misclassified contractees who should have been treated as staff, are you happy, Malcolm Byrne, that RTE is dealing with this in an appropriate fashion at the moment?
Well, certainly, again, given the costs that were revealed, both in terms of back taxes that had to be paid, and we were made aware that as part of that, there was 500,000 in fines and penalties levied in RTE. It continues to be a concern. Obviously, you know, there've been contingencies arranged because there's still some cases being worked out. But it is a sad chapter for RTE. Certainly, I think our hope is, and I do want to say, I think, you know, for most of the committee members, we do want to ensure that Kevin Backhurst succeeds in terms of turning around RTE, because we need public service broadcasting in this country. It's critically important to our democracy. But where you have all of these issues, and I accept some of them are legacy issues, if they're not dealt with and they continue to run, it doesn't inspire confidence in the public. And as Alan said, the public reflect that to us, or should they ask, you know, questions, why are we giving RTE more money when you have all of these problems? We're still obviously dealing with a lot of the other issues around, you know, the license fee, the voluntary exit package, some of the hangovers from, you know, the questions around Ryan Tuberty and the fact that the 150,000 that was paid to him hasn't yet been paid, paid back. I know, you know, my colleague Peter Chapclear asked a lot of questions around the promotional ads that you've just been talking for, and it's, you know, while it's meant to generate positive news coverage for RTE, in many ways, if you look at it, it's actually generated a lot of negative coverage, which is not what we want to see.
And I'm sure there will be more questions asked at future hearings, but for the moment, Malcolm Byrne of Fianna Fáil, thank you very much indeed, and Editors Committee Chair Alan Kelly of the Labour Party, thank you as well.